Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:32 on this Manic Monday. Ed, did you see Marlon Humphrey on TV in the tub shaving his cat?
Yeah, you want to explain that further? I did see it.
Explain what?
Literally what he was doing.
He was in the tub, he had a white cat, mm-hmm. and he was giving the cat a haircut.
I saw.
What is there to explain about that? Join us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Jeremy, if you're in studio. How are you
guys
doing?
But good morning, Mike.
Jeremy's on vacation.
All right. No problem.
That's right. That's right. Now Mike, you've never been shy to speak your mind, either in writing or right here on radio. And you wrote a very interesting column last week about Lamar Jackson. And this is how I envision while reading this. Big brother telling little brother to get it together. That's how I saw the column. Tell folks in Baltimore exactly, what went down for you to put this piece together.
Well, you're a columnist. You write about issues. What is affecting this team? Well, on the opening day of training camp, there's no quarterback. Your starting quarterback is not here. Well, they spent the entire offseason putting these receivers in place, all right, so they could get the quarterback over the hump. They wanted to get a contract done. Can't get a contract done because the quarterback doesn't have the personnel in place to kind of finish this deal off. Then, Rob, you look at the pattern of missteps by Lamar in his first 4 years, and you finally say, you get to the point where you say, son, you got to straighten this up, because if you don't, you're headed down the wrong path. And he's not a nasty guy. There's nothing. Everybody likes him. It's just that he has to get his priorities in order. And it's an issue. And I wrote about it. And people would say, oh, you're dissing on him because he's young. You're a player hater. I'm just writing about issues. That's my job. And I've told Ozzie what to do. I've told Eric DaCosta what to do. I've told Art Modell what to do. So I certainly could tell Lamar what to do.
So, Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, my question, who is, we've heard for a long time that, all these athletes, there's people chirping their ears, a lot of them, they're so young, you forget. Like, who is around him chirping his ear? Do we know, who's influencing him and, this? I don't know, he's not great to role models, but maybe a little immature.
It's not the people who are chirping in his ear. He doesn't have the right people chirping in his ear. Ed, I can do basic math, but when it comes to doing the taxes, I'm going to go out and get me a tax man, I'm going to get me an accountant, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get me a professional. I know a little bit about cars, but when my car breaks down, I'm probably going to go get the mechanic and let him do his thing. Well, if you're doing a contract, don't you go out and get an agent, guys who do this all the time, and it will help them. Privately, I had several people connected with the agents come up and tell me, hey, I'm so glad you wrote that column because it had to be written and it had to be told. These are the Ravens personnel department telling me this. So there's a problem there, and maybe Lamar picks it up and goes, hey, maybe I ought to just get somebody in place. Because, Ed, Rob, we've all had that moment where you wake up one morning and you say, man, it's about time I grew up. It's about time I put on my big boy pants and figured this thing out. Well, maybe Lamar reads the column and says, all right, it's that time. And for him, as a young man, I hope that happens.
I hope so as well. And I, for one, am glad that you wrote the piece as well. Here with Mike Preston, BaltimoreSun, BaltimoreSun.com. I've said several times on this show, he needs to get professionals to do this job. I wonder why Lamar, who in my opinion is one of the more intriguing young players in the National Football League, we should be tired of seeing him on national endorsements. And I've wondered in the past, Mike, why not? And often I speculated maybe it's because he doesn't have, you know, the professionals who have connections who can get him there.
And he don't have him in place. You know, I heard the first year after his rookie year, everybody wanted to get hold of Lamar. Everybody wanted to do endorsements, but some of the folks around him told him, don't do this. You don't want to get overexposed. Overexposed? In the National Football League, where the average lifespan of a career is 3.5 years, overexposed? When you're hot, you're hot. Mm-hmm. You go for it. And he should have seized those moments. I mean, there have been so many issues and so many instances over there at the Ravens where they've tried to help him. You know, and I'm talking about the Ravens themselves and the organization have tried to help him. Can't get to him. And they have gone outside a little bit at times to bring some people in. And even those people who are aware of the situation say, no, he's got to clear some things up first. And then that's where they're at with this.
Hey, Mike, what did you think of the acquisition of Houston?
What did they say? And, as soon as he gets his shots and so forth, he'll be ready. But, you know, I think that's a good move. All right. And I don't even know if he's past his prime. What is he, 32?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. But with your team and you have issues rushing the passer and you don't have those guys in place right now, you're counting on a couple of young guys that are unproven. But you go out and you find the proven veteran. You don't have to pay him an arm and a leg. And he wants to be here. That's a good combo. I'll take that. That's exactly what you want. And at this time, I mean, you can look at it two ways, Ed. You can look at it last year. They went and got Ngakoue, and that didn't turn out. Or you could say, okay, there's a reason why he's out there. A lot of people didn't want him. Or maybe this guy goes, no, I'm picking the right situation. I want to play for a championship contender. And you see Marcus Peters went out and helped recruit him. You like to see things like that. Somebody's in his ear. Again, we go back to the right people in the right place, tell them what to do, how to do it. That's what happened there. And I like that move. I mean, I was pretty happy with it. Okay, they're at least attempting to fill their weaknesses.
Yes.
And that's what you want to see.
That's what you want to see. I know you headed out to training camp today. Mike Preston, thanks a lot. We encourage you all who have not read the column that he has about Lamar Jackson, go to BaltimoreSun.com and check it out. It's a good, good read. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, Mike.
It's a good read. 410-588.
It really is a good read.
It is. Yeah. And I think he's spot on. People always want their ears to be tickled. You know what I mean? You want fluff, feel-good stories. This is the real, you know? And I think he's spot on in this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.